In the last book of the Bible, at the very end, also the end of the book Revelation, Revelation 21 verses 1 through 5, let us read as follows. I saw heaven and earth new created. Gone the first heaven, gone the first earth, gone the sea. I saw holy Jerusalem, new created, descending resplendent out of heaven, as ready for God as a bride for her husband. I heard a voice thunder from the throne, look, look, God has moved into the neighborhood, making his home with men and women. They're his people. He's their God. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears, gone. Crying, gone. Pain, gone. All the first order of things, gone. And the enthroned continued, look, I'm making everything new. Write it all down, each word, dependable and accurate. Here ends our scripture reading. May you and I sense God's presence as we now seek to understand scripture this very morning. You know, recently, an aged couple from a rural city visited the big city for the first time. Finally, they stood in front of an elevator, first one they ever saw in their lives, and they watched a frail old woman stepping through the doors. And then, a few moments later, same doors opened and a gorgeous young blonde walked out. The old fellow could not believe his eyes, and so promptly he pushed his wife into the elevator and said, your turn, my dear. I'll wait right outside. Now, many folks have a New Year's wish similar to that of our friend at the door of the elevator. How great it would be if we could transform some of the difficult people we had to cope with in 2013 and turn them over, make them more pleasant and more agreeable people in 2014. Wouldn't that be nice? Even better. Much better. Wouldn't it be great if you and I could transform ourselves and become as good as new? Have you ever thought how much hope lays in those four little words? As good as new. Now, the doctor will try to reassure you, especially when you prepare for surgery, and he will say something like, well, you know what? In a few weeks, your heart will be as good as new. However, you already know that cannot be true. That's not really true. You know that your heart has had many years of wear, and even the best surgeon in the world cannot reverse your aging process. Can you make something as good as new? Well, very few things really are as good as new. The Bible is aware and deals with that restless longing and need that all of us carry deep within ourselves. Our scripture this morning, Revelation 21, says, look, look, I'm making everything new. Write it all down. Each word is dependable and accurate. And in a letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul says, But there is far more to life for us. Our Savior, the Master Jesus Christ, will transform our earthy bodies into glorious bodies like His own. He will make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which He is putting everything as it should be under and around Him. That's quite a bunch of promises. Could these biblical promises be true? Is it possible? Could God possibly make my life, my being me, not simply as good as new, but entirely new? Could God take my broken heart, my shattered dreams, my hollow spirit, and make them new? Is it possible? Well, people of faith already know the answer. Of course. For God, nothing is impossible. God can. Actually, that's God's primary business, making new lives from old in faith, in and through our faith in God. God renews our lives. And amongst others, He gives us a new attitude about life. Something that we need to hear right here at the beginning of a new yet unknown year. Be ready for this one. Most of us are only as happy as we personally choose to be. Circumstances do not nearly affect our attitudes as much as that our attitude affects our circumstances. It is simply not what life brings to us. It is all about what attitude we bring to life that will make the deciding difference in your and my life during 2014. It's not so much what happens to us as by the way that our minds, and we train our minds to deal with whatever comes our way. Circumstances and situations do color life. That's true. But you and I have the power to choose the color, to decide how we will respond. Some alarming facts. Couldn't believe it when I looked it up for the first time. You know, during World War II, more than 300,000 of America's finest soldiers died in combat. Horrible years. Some of you were part of that. Here's the truth, the alarming truth. During that same period, four times as many civilians died from diseases commonly recognized as the result of worry and concern. And many researchers are convinced that personal concerns and worry cause, listen, high blood pressure, some forms of asthma, rheumatism, colds, thyroid malfunction, arthritis, migraine, headaches, blindness, ulcers, and a host of stomach disorders. That's what the researchers now believe. When I read this, I just wondered, now why? Why on earth are we as Christians do all this to ourselves? So often, you and I are personally responsible and work ourselves into such a frantic emotional state that we fail to see even the most obvious solutions to our everyday challenges. Beloved in Christ, it's surely not worth dying for any of these things. It is better and easier to go under when the time comes, while still holding on to life and love, believing in victory, affirming it, and striving for it. That's my prayer. That's my appeal to you for 2014. Look deep inside yourself. Touch the face of God and hear God say, "See, I am making all things new. New for you during this very year." Scripture reveals how to replace our old life with a fresh New Year's attitude to life. Our faith, which is the firm foundation on which we stand, offers a new attitude and a new sense of trust and hope for 2014 and the rest of our lives. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light and safer than a known way." Amen.